You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. How often is it that you hear the head of a company ask customers to use less of its product? Well, the CEO of Consumers Energy is doing exactly that, calling on business and residential customers to use less energy in the war on climate change. Patty Poppe is CEO of Consumers Energy. Patty, welcome to Stateside.
Oh, it's such a great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Patty, you've been touring the state. You've got this new campaign to get business and residential customers to use less energy. What is your message in your tour?
You know, we've got a great plan for Michigan's energy future. At Consumers Energy, we are cleaning up our energy supply by retiring our coal plants and replacing them with exclusively new renewable energy. But we have a role for all Michiganders to play to reduce energy waste so we can both use cleaner energy, but to use it smarter.
Okay, so let's start with business customers. What are you calling on business customers to do?
We want to help business customers actually put more money into their business and less into their energy bills. So we've got energy products that we can work with them to reduce their energy usage. For example, LED lighting or customized solutions around the kinds of motors that they use in their processes, or to help them just simply with a smart thermostat use their air conditioning more efficiently and eliminate energy waste entirely.
Let's talk about residential customers. What's your call to them?
We are especially excited about doing home energy audits with our energy customers to assess where they are losing energy from their home. And a lot of times just a smart thermostat's enough, but sometimes new insulation or new lighting might be ways that they can eliminate energy waste. And our goal here, Cynthia, is to eliminate the need to build three new power plants by simply eliminating energy waste all across the state.
So you're offering free home energy audits, and so people can have someone into their homes to give them an idea.
That's right.
Do you expect these asks to change as the years go by, as you meet your goals or not, Patty?
What I've learned from my lean operating experience early in automotive and now in the utility space, seems like there's always waste to be eliminated, not to be more uncomfortable. Lean doesn't mean we go without. It means we're strong and we don't have waste. And in my experience, there seems to be unlimited opportunities to eliminate that waste in all number of areas.
What group do you think will kind of give you the biggest bang for the buck in all of this that holds the greatest potential for reducing energy use, the business customers or residential?
Well, residential air conditioning, specifically in Michigan, almost doubles our energy demand. So if we can optimize, and we can with technology today, optimize heating and cooling in people's homes so that we don't drive that spike up in demand and have to build a great big system to serve that demand, we think there's the greatest opportunity with residential customers. However, our business customers have the most to gain in straight dollars and cents. We can help them, too. So I do think there's probably mutual benefit for both.
Patty, it is kind of rare to hear the CEO of a company out there on the hustings encouraging customers, hey, use less of its product. Why are you doing this?
I get that question a lot, Cynthia. You know, we're here for the long haul. This is a long game. We've been in this business 130 years. We expect to be in this business another 130 more plus. And to do that, it means our business grows when Michigan is prospering. Michigan can prosper when they're not putting their dollars into energy, but rather they're putting their dollars into their families and their businesses. So if we can help Michigan businesses grow and thrive, if we can help families have a more stable and prosperous future, that's good for Consumers Energy in the long run. That's our long-term commitment to the people of Michigan.
I'm not hearing climate change in that.
Yeah, you know, we believe that climate change is happening. And that is why we've made this commitment. We're excited about this clean energy plan. We have a wide spectrum of people have signed on to our 20-year energy plan, including the Sierra Club and our largest business customers, because today we don't have to make what we used to think was sort of a sucker's choice. We either could have clean and expensive energy or cheap and dirty stuff. Our plan actually shows and demonstrates that we can have both clean and affordable energy. We're going to reduce our carbon emissions by 90% by 2040. We've already reduced our carbon emissions by 38% by retiring 7 of our 12 coal plants ahead of mandates, ahead of regulations. We are an energy company, and we're going to do our part to prevent climate change from being a conversation in our future.
And you're referring, of course, to the Integrated Resource Plan, your IRP, that sets that goal, 90% reduction in carbon emissions by 2040. When did you personally realize that global warming climate change was an immediate crisis and that your company was really going to have to make some drastic changes to respond?
I'd say back in about 2015, 2016, we started to realize the impact the coal plants had and what we could do. And when I became the CEO in 2016, we really took a hard look at what was our impact and what was our position on climate change. And frankly, I used to be a bit of a denier. I had a bumper sticker that said, I heart coal. And I used to threaten to put it on my electric car just to be a contrarian. And the reality is, coal served Michigan and America well in its time, and it's time to transition, and technology has allowed us to transition to cleaner sources. And so my team and I really took a strong stand that we can make and lead Michigan through this transition, and climate change is the cause of our time. And I look forward to a day when my grandchildren look to me and say, Granny, what is climate change? And I get to say, it's something we used to worry about.
I understand you did quite a bit of outreach to customers seeking feedback. What did you hear from them?
We continue to hear the commitment to addressing climate change. My largest business customers to my residential customers tell me all the time they want cleaner energy. And I'm excited that we've been able to do the modeling, the math, the planning, the engineering to prepare and provide that kind of clean energy future for people. They don't have to wait for a mandate. We don't have to wait for the government to sort this out. We're able to do what's right in a way that both cleans the air, reduces carbon emissions, reduces water use, reduces waste to landfill, and saves people money. The cleanest and the most affordable kilowatt is the one we never use. And that's number one on our list of next things to do, reduce the energy waste.
And these are the environmental reasons. They do feel good to kind of talk about these and focus on these. But you are the CEO of a for-profit, publicly traded energy company. Patty, how does this campaign align with what shareholders want to see, which is profit and growth? I mean, I guess, you know, there's good publicity, but what's in it for consumers to encourage customers to use less energy apart from that?
You know, I'm going to tell you, as a company and as a CEO, to your point, I have to attract billions of dollars of capital from investors and banks all across the world to fund the infrastructure here in Michigan. And I am going to tell you this, it might be surprising. CMS Energy, the company that is the parent company for Consumers Energy, the company I lead both, that CMS Energy has a higher percent of international investors because they have high ESG standards, environmental, social, and governance goals. And we pass those thresholds. And so as a U.S. utility, we're held by more international investors than any other U.S. utility because of our performance on the environment and our long-term commitments and the actions we've taken to date. Many of the other utilities don't even pass the initial threshold. I'm going to tell you, this is how our triple bottom line works. We can both serve people, planet, and prosperity, and do well for all of our stakeholders by making this clean energy transition with the help of all Michiganders.
Patty, you mentioned not wanting to build new energy plants. What would your threshold be where you would say, you know what, we do have to?
Well, some people ask, why don't you retire your coal plants faster? And I'm going to tell you, we need a couple years to install our solar to get these energy demand reduction programs up and running and validated that we can use technology to optimize air conditioning. And when we prove that to ourselves, that will help us confirm the timetable. But that's what's driving our timetable today. Mm-hmm. We're going to go as fast as we can, but we have to make sure we have reliable supply available for customers while we make that transition. And so it takes time to procure and install all the new solar that we're going to be adding, as well as optimizing demand with smart thermostats and smart energy waste reduction programs.
As you go around on this statewide tour, are you facing any skepticism? I mean, has it been a bit of a challenge to earn people's trust?
You know, what I'm excited about is people can get on board pretty quickly. Once they see our information, we share it, it answers the question, why would a utility do that? To your earlier question, why would a CEO tell people to use less of their product? Once they understand why, they get excited fast. We've asked people to start signing up for what we're calling our movement. We have a website, www.mycleanenergyplan.com. And if anyone comes to that website, we'll plant a tree in their honor. They'll be able to get information on how they can participate and be part of this movement. This is the cause of our generation, and we have an opportunity to come together, as Michiganders do so well, to absolutely change the future for our children, our children's children, and our great-great-grandchildren. This is ours to do, and no time better than the present.
Patty Poppe, CEO of Consumers Energy. Patty, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And just to note, Consumers Energy is a sponsor of Michigan Radio. We turn now to Margreta Kearney. She's a senior attorney and utility expert with the Environmental Law and Policy Center, and she's based in Grand Rapids. What do you make of what Patty Poppe is saying and doing?
You know, I think that I'm seeing and hearing a lot of great things that come from Patty and from consumers these days. The clean energy plan that Consumers has put into place is, you know, no question, a really exciting plan to see from a customer and from an environmental perspective.
Thinking of this energy demand reduction program, this campaign, put this into context for us. How common is it for a utility CEO to go around and tell customers, use less of my product?
You know, it's actually not as uncommon as you would think, and the reason for that is that we've done a pretty good job here in Michigan, and other states have done a good job with this as well, of putting into place some incentives that make utilities want to do this. So early on, folks realized that energy efficiency and saving energy is a good thing, and it's a good thing for customers, but it wasn't something that companies really wanted to do because they didn't make any money off of it. And so we put into place incentives that basically allow utility companies to recover the costs of these energy waste reduction programs and to earn some money on them. Now, they're not earning as much money as if they'd built a giant plant, but they are earning money off those programs, and so that's why it's still an attractive option for companies and for their investors.
But just considering that this is a for-profit, publicly traded company, is there more financial incentive for consumers to follow this path?
Well, I think that there is a sufficient financial incentive for this to follow the path, or for consumers to follow this path. And there's also the fact that I think one thing that the company really seems to be recognizing is that there is a change afoot. And not all utilities are quite as far ahead in recognizing this, that the way utilities provide energy in this country is changing. The way they provide it in Michigan is changing. And it's moving much more towards energy efficiency and what the tools we can use to reduce energy use and to use energy more efficiently without sacrificing comfort, without sacrificing reliability. Also moving to renewable energy, more distributed energy. This is the way things are going, and I do applaud consumers for seeing this and for making an early move in that direction.
Margreta, how much of this could be seen as greenwashing? I mean, they're offering to plant a tree for every person who, you know, checks out the website and signs up for one thing or another. Could one view this as a kind of a basic run play up the middle out of the old greenwashing playbook?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a concern when you see things like that. I'm a consumer's customer, so I also get, you know, the things that they send out in the mail, and I see all this stuff. You know, I am cautiously optimistic about this. I really think that from the company in the past few years, there has been somewhat of a cultural shift where the effort is to listen to what customers are asking for, to work with customers to put together programs that are helpful, that are useful, that represent the way they want to see clean and affordable energy delivered. So I'm looking at this, and I also think you look at, you know, the CEO going around and sharing that message with customers, with constituents. I think that that does show a level of commitment that right now I look at and I'm willing to say, all right, they seem to be, you know, really all in on this idea.
Just broadly speaking, why should we trust consumers or any utility company to be truly responsible actors when it comes to climate change?
Well, I think that we probably shouldn't trust fully anyone. There are a lot of great things we hear about climate change. And, yeah, I really hope that when my grandkids ask me, you know, what was climate change, I can tell them it's something that we fixed or that we reversed. But what I can tell you is that the current plans we have in place right now are not going to get us there, even with these kinds of promises from consumers, from other utilities. We really do need to be doing more. We need to be working faster. So while it's encouraging to hear that now this is part of the conversation, how can we address climate change, we really need to be pushing things faster and we need to be pushing things further. And I don't think we can sit back and say, oh, hey, they care about climate change, so we're all good. We don't need to worry about it. We still need to be out there pushing for as much as can be done as soon as can be done.
What could happen if this energy demand reduction effort falls short, if business customers or residential customers don't hit those goals that help consumers hit that goal of reducing usage and also reducing carbon emissions by 2040?
You know, it's a good question, and I do want to push back a little on the idea that without those reductions, there's a need to build 3 new gas plants. You know, the hope is we never get to that we see these types of reductions. We have not in Michigan, it's very clear that we have not hit, you know, all of the reductions that we can. There is a lot to be gained out there from some of these energy waste reduction strategies. But I do think that even if that target isn't fully hit, that does not mean that we necessarily need to build 3 new gas plants. There are all sorts of options in Michigan that we haven't pursued enough: storage, solar, using wind in an efficient way. So I do think that I want to push back on that idea a little bit, but it shouldn't dissuade people. People shouldn't feel like, oh, well, we'll find another solution. I do think that folks should really be attentive to these programs, because at the end of the day, you can save a lot of money by engaging in these programs. So people really should take a look and figure out, hey, is there something I can do here that doesn't change my quality of living, the way my business performs, but will save me some money?
So as a utility expert with the Environmental Law and Policy Center, and as you said, a consumer's customer, what are you going to be watching for going forward?
I'm going to be watching for the consistency in this messaging and kind of this long game. Over the next couple of years, what I'm going to be watching for is whether the company is able to be adaptable and to pivot depending on what they're hearing from customers, what they're seeing in terms of signups for programs. Sometimes utilities design programs that frankly just aren't all that good because, you know, they're not customers. They don't always understand what may be preventing a customer from using a program. So I'm going to be looking for that kind of responsiveness and adaptation. And I'm going to be looking for the company to make good on the renewable energy build-out, to hold competitive solicitations, to start siting projects, and to, you know, really get shovels in the ground so that they can get those coal plants offline as soon as possible.
Margreta Kearney, senior attorney and utility expert with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. She's based in Grand Rapids, and we want to thank you for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia.